You're listening to SBS News.
Health Minister Greg Hunt says a massive number of people in Australia have been vaccinated against COVID-19. Mr. Hunt says 72,800 doses were administered on Tuesday, and that took the national toll to 670,369 people. But by the government's own initial targets, the vaccine rollout is anything but fast. And the slow rollout is now making international news, with the BBC reporting Australia has fallen 85% short of its vaccine delivery goal. The BBC story reports that Australia has fallen 3.4 million doses short of its target of delivering 4 million COVID vaccinations by the 31st of March. The Morrison government has angered the states with figures that emerged in a News Corporation story. It cited federal government figures suggesting that New South Wales had distributed 96,273 doses of the 190,610 doses supplied by the Commonwealth. There was also criticism of Queensland for reserving some of its supply to provide second doses. Ministers Dan Tehan and David Littleproud then added their voices to the story, criticising the states during early morning interviews, like this by Mr. Littleproud on Nine's Today show.
We're going to help the states, but they've got to admit they've got a problem because they've done three-fifths of bugger all. And they are holding this nation back, and unfortunately our premiers haven't led on this. And I know Greg Hunt is trying to lean forward with our chief medical officer and say, what more support do you need? But I would have thought there's one lousy job they've got to do, and that's just starting to put jabs into people's arms, and they've been asleep at the wheel.
New South Wales Health Minister Brad Hazzard described the report as misleading and offensive. He says the states have been sympathetic to the Commonwealth over the issues it faced getting the AstraZeneca product from Europe.
But to then go dumping figures into the media, which actually are quite misleading, is wholly inappropriate. Very, very disappointing, and I think is not really helpful in ensuring community confidence. So let me make it very clear, I'm as angry as I have ever been in this 15 months of war against this virus. All governments in Australia should be working together.
And Queensland's Deputy Premier Stephen Miles described Mr. Littleproud's remarks as an outrageous and an orchestrated attack on the states. Queensland has attracted criticism from the Commonwealth for stockpiling vaccine doses since the start of the rollout because it doesn't have confidence in getting a consistent supply from the Commonwealth. Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt has now praised the states and territories, saying they're doing a first-class job. But he's also criticised Queensland for stockpiling vaccines.
We have confidence in all of the states and territories, and they're all managing their programs as they best see fit, and they're working towards making sure that all of those vaccines are used. There's only one state that I was aware of that was holding back any second doses, and that's been made very clear to Queensland since early February that the Commonwealth holds the contingency. That's a matter for them, but all are working towards the 12-week plan, which was last updated and provided in mid-March. And so I think what we see is that we need to keep this in the perspective of an extraordinary acceleration in the rollout, a massive number of people that have now been vaccinated.
Queensland has recorded two new locally acquired cases. Chief Health Officer Dr. Janet Young says another nurse from Brisbane's Royal Prince Alfred Hospital has tested positive.
We're now working through whether this second nurse in that cluster acquired it on the ward. She does work on that ward, and she was tested as part of the asymptomatic screening testing process for that ward and was found to be positive. She has since developed some symptoms, but she was part of that testing. So we just need to work out how she got it on that ward. She had been vaccinated prior to working that shift.
The Queensland government will provide an update on Thursday morning as to whether the current lockdown in Greater Brisbane will be ended or extended. New South Wales has recorded one new locally acquired case at Byron Bay. A man in his 20s became infected after sitting near the infectious bachelorette party from Queensland at the Byron Bay Beach Hotel on Friday night. The locally acquired infection has seen the government impose a mask mandate for people living in Byron, Ballina, Tweed and Lismore Shires. People will only be able to have 30 people in their homes, and a 4-square-metre rule will apply at all venues with mandatory seating for patrons. Chief Health Officer Dr. Kerry Chant says people in these locations should try to socialise outdoors.
We would be encouraging people in that Byron vicinity to reinforce their mask wearing, and we're doing that through a mandatory public health order. But the weather in that neck of the woods is quite delightful at this time of year, so we do encourage people in that vicinity to enjoy outdoor environments. They are much lower risk, and so if you are selecting to have friends over, please preference your outdoor verandas or outdoor settings, or go to the beach or enjoy the bushlands. Try and maintain those COVID safe practices, and above all, check the QR codes.
For the second year running, Byron Bay's Blues Fest has been cancelled because of the pandemic. Festival organisers have previously indicated that they would try to reschedule Blues Fest if it was cancelled by a public health order. For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Greg Diet, SBS News.